Okay. So on the agenda, guys. First of all, finances. I wasn't passing them out, so I'll leave these up here for you to pick up if you want one on your way out. Really, nothing specific or new to talk about this month. As far as the finances are concerned, but the information is there for you if you would like to look at it. Next on the agenda, did you pass one of these out to everybody, I guess?
Yeah. Oh, I passed these out.
Dad, did you get the business cards? Okay, so Dad made up nice business cards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But what he's wanting to do is just make sure, see if anybody had a problem or objection to how many did you want to get?
Well, I don't know how many, but I thought a couple of hundred, which gets a little higher. But those are just 50 that we got started off with. I think it's probably best since I've got to sit down not to get too many at a time if it's yours, because last time we got like 5,000 made and then we changed our services and everything that went away. So maybe a couple of hundred. It's really, and the other thing is just to kind of get everybody to edit it to make sure that I didn't make any mistakes. I don't think I did. Someone else already tried the
QR
code and it works. So.
Anybody have any objections to getting those? I think those are good. When we had the ones before, they're good to stick a couple in your wallet, because when you have a conversation, it's just a quick, easy thing that's pretty small and easy to keep up with.
There's a lot of places where you can put them on a bulletin board or just drop on the table when you leave, and those kinds of things might get someone from it.
Next on the agenda, request for the Lord's Supper. So it's from Patsy Johnson. She requested that whoever is serving her on the Lord's Supper, that you hand her the tray and let go of it so that she can take care of it on her own.
Yeah, she's been having some problems with being too high to break it off correctly with her arthritis and such, so she would prefer to be able to put it in her lap and do it. So.
And, just practice what I do, especially with the older members, is I offer it, and then I hold on to it relatively firmly, and, if they tug on it, I let go. But I don't we don't want to, because they think you're going to hold it for them and then drop it, and it spills everywhere.
Does anyone know what happened last
week?
The
bottom fell off.
The bottom fell off
the bread.
So I got to put a better sticker on it.
Yeah, there was, you could put glue underneath, but it just comes loose.
I put some adhesive on it. It fell off before, and they took both of them off. So I reattached them, but I need something a little stronger. So.
Some of us nosy ones, we want to know what we want.
Can I go back just for a second?
Sure.
On the business card here, the one thing that I might suggest is that when you go to the QR code, it takes us to the contactless page, but there's no listing of our meeting times.
Not on the page.
Not on that page. There is on other pages.
Yeah, it is.
But it might be good if that's the page it's going to go to, at least add it to the contactless, because there is a lot of good information on the page that they need. Maybe just at the top, add our meeting time.
Yeah, I can make that 5 minutes. I get that done.
And then doesn't matter how many you get because it's changed on the website.
There you go. Good idea.
Next on the list, update on Kyle and Sarah Reeves. And I thought we'd mention this, but maybe I'm just remembering wrong. Maybe it's from talking to you. But they have, of course, members here for a while. And, her name just left me.
Sandy,
yes. After Sandy passed away, they are closer to Weatherford. So what they have done, they have placed membership.
I don't know that. They've had a lot of sickness in the last since they've been with us. They've gone, I think, a few times. I'm not sure. But what she basically said is, we're not moving our membership yet because we want to just make sure the teaching and preaching is okay. But it has been now 3 or 4 months, and I think it was made clear to Yvonne that, they're not here anymore. So I should have done this probably 2 months ago, at the very least last month, but it just right over my head. So they're no longer members of the site.
You keep them in your prayers. Both of them are... Kyle, Kyle's a new convert. And so we'll pray for them. And again, maybe reach out and see if there's any encouragement we could give to them, even though they're not members here anymore. And then the final thing that I have for this today is Wayne Fancher. We, of course, because Harry Osborne was going to do our meeting in October or November this fall, and he's unable to do that now. And so we had a spot to fill, and Dad contacted Wayne Fancher to ask him for his availability, and he's available and willing. If anybody, I guess, you know him, but does anybody have any objections with going ahead and scheduling that for this fall with Brother Fancher? He used to be in Lindale. I know we've got several, he did, okay.
Yeah, he's in
there. You go. So, yeah, we've got some that... They have knowledge of him and know him. He held a good meeting for us. I think he was in Granbury.
He's been in Weatherford a couple of times.
Weatherford.
He does a great job. He's a good speaker. Good man.
So nobody objects to that, then would you confirm that with him?
Well, it's already confirmed. Okay. That's why I told him it wasn't objecting. What I meant was is that I asked him, I said, would you be able to? And he said, yeah, I've got it on my calendar. I'll be there. And I said, okay. So I didn't want to write him back and say we changed our mind, but I'm glad we didn't object. But he just took it as an actual invite instead of feeling out. That was my fault, I'm sure. You're a good man. You'll enjoy it.
And just a reminder, be thinking we've got meetings scheduled to, I believe, the spring of 2025. Do we have one for the fall of 2025? So fall of 2025, which again, that's 2.5 years away. But as far as scheduling gospel meetings, that's not very far away. So we need to start getting on that. So if you have men that you're aware of, or
someone did mention the name. I wasn't familiar with the name. Is it you, Ian?
Yeah, it was Bruce. Is Bruce something or other? He's done a meeting before.
You're talking about Bruce Reeves?
No.
Yes.
Well, if you're talking about Bruce Reeves, he'd be a great one to get, but he's not what you said his last name. He gave me a different last name.
No, that's because I had it wrong in my head. It is Bruce Reeves.
Bruce Reeves, okay. Yeah.
He would do a great job. He's one, too, that's what, I mean, we just need to call him and schedule, because he's busy in the music. It might be 2027 before he gets here.
I'll contact him.
So that is all that I have for today. Does anybody have anything else that they need
perfect timing
to
again.
Anything else that needs to be brought up? All right. Appreciate it, gentlemen.